Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hi, welcome to Rolling with the Diva. It's 8 o'clock or 8:01 in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a pretty cool evening. The weather here has been really up and down, like a person's personality and mood. One minute it's good and the next minute it's not. I hope y'all are doing well, and I really thank you for listening. We always hear the term mental health awareness, but how does that impact our physical and psychological being? In psychology and psychiatry, many providers believe that your mental health can be impacted by your physical health, which is therefore impacts your spiritual mind. There are differences in Eastern and Western medicine and the treatment of co-occurring disorders in individuals and how they treat them. So what is co-occurring disorders means? That means a person can have diabetes and be depressed, or they can have substance abuse and schizophrenia, or they can have anorexia and anxiety. Today we'll talk about each of those subjects and how we as a society can learn to understand and help people with mental health and physical disorders. Thank you for listening. We're going to play a song, and then we will be right back with you guys. And this song is, let me see, Help Me to Pray by Dwayne Gott.
Yeah, I know. To the best.
welcome back to the show, and we're talking about co-occurring disorders and mental health and how that relates. Well, I know for me, I struggle with, not so much struggle anymore, but sometimes I do. Today, I really am struggling because I have a sinus infection. There's a lot of things going on with me, with myself, about, you know, being single or possibly dating or interested in somebody. And so there's a lot going on. So my mind, I got back into that habit today of wanting to solve my problems with eating. And, you know, I really struggle with that today. But the actual term that they use for dual diagnosis is the condition of suffering from a mental illness and a comorbid substance abuse problem. There is considerable debate surrounding the appropriateness of using a single category for a heterogeneous group of individuals with complex needs and varied range of problems. That's why I said in the very, very beginning that in mental health, we treat people for co-occurring disorders a professional. And if you're suffering from schizophrenia and you're using substance abuse and doing drugs, it could be alcohol, drugs, marijuana, any of those together, you have challenges. People who have substance abuse disorders as well as mental health disorders are diagnosed as having co-occurring disorders or dual disorders. This is all sometimes called a dual diagnosis. But we're going to talk about what are the other ones can be. But first, for you, what does that mean for you? Let's just talk about co-occurring disorders with substance abuse. We're going to talk about that. Someone with substance abuse disorders, drugs or alcohol, and mental illness, depression, PTSD, anxiety, OCD, et cetera, the diagnosis is called a co-occurring disorder. Any combination of mental health disorders and substance abuse also qualifies, and sometimes it refers, as we said, such as alcohol and depression. A person has, let's just say a person, maybe they are not usually an alcoholic, and maybe they don't have that issue. So let's just say that they lost their job, they're depressed, and they lost their job, and they're having a family to take care of and things, that's my dog. Things are not getting better, and so then they start drinking to take away some of the feelings that they're feeling, but that doesn't take away the feelings. It only makes it worse because the alcohol wears off, those feelings of depression come back on. Anorexia, somebody who's taking water pills, and I know this for a person the truth be the case, they just got released from care to have anorexia and have mental health issues, and that's hard. So, you know, you can have that anorexia and mental health issues with cocaine, post-traumatic disorders and heroin addiction, prescription drug dependency and anxiety, and there's many more. We can tell you of the military. A lot of those guys are PTSD. And speaking of that, thank you for all the people that have served in the military and who have served our country presently and in the past who gave their lives to save us. Though the symptoms of one disorder may predicate the other, both disorders tend to exacerbate one another, making it impossible to know the symptoms caused by one disorder from another. For example, those who attempt to escape symptoms of depression associated with a mood or personality disorder by taking prescription painkillers or shooting heroin will quickly find that these may be effective the first two times. Also, know that person with depression, they may try to solve it with over-exercising, and then may not help it. So those are things to keep in mind. In addition to the symptoms of depression, they could be struggling with cravings for their drug of choice, a tolerance to their drug of choice, requiring higher and higher dosages, increased episodes of mental health symptoms, more intensive or longer-lasting mental health systems, experiences of withdrawal symptoms, addiction. And so what does that mean that you're going to have more intensive? Because if you're not treating one with something that's not supposed to be treated, is going to make it worse. So if you're trying to treat your alcohol, your depression with alcohol, you have to first be detoxed from your alcohol for at least 30 days for the practitioner to find out is it really the alcoholism, or is it your depression and you're just using alcohol as a cover for that. So that's just one thing to think about. what else could be going on? What comes first, an addiction or mental illness? People are different when it comes to their experience with addiction and mental illness. Some began to experience mental illness during childhood or adolescence. I know I started experiencing mine when I was like younger and experimented with drugs and alcohol soon afterwards. My go-to for dealing with my mental illness was overeating, driving through drive-thrus, eating a whole bunch of food, and then trying to go to sleep, developing both an addiction problem and a serious mental health problem at the same time. Others may seek out drugs and attempt to self-medicate. And we'll hear that term a lot, like self-medicate. Some people may self-medicate by over-exercising, self-medicate by shopping, and then they have to come back to the problem that hasn't went away. And mental health issues that develop in early adulthood, and those that develop out of a injury or trauma later in life. So others may first develop an addiction problem that grows so severe that it causes mental health issues or triggers the onset of symptoms that may otherwise remain dormant. Okay, so it's like which came first, the chicken or the egg? Now I'll let you guys decide that because that's something. Addiction can become physical dependence, a psychological, up on multiple drugs or multiple alcohol and drugs. It can be called a tolerance, needing larger doses. According to the American Psychiatric Association's Diagnosis Statistics Manual of Mental Disorders, substance dependence is a single disorder that's measured on a spectrum of mild to severe. The diagnostic characteristics is in the DSM-5, something you guys don't need to know of. So we're going to go back and touch on another page with that. And don't go away. That's just a lady saying we have to. But how do we treat mental health disorders? One, the person has to want help. They have to want help, whether it's with anxiety and depression, or it's depression and anxiety and you're drinking. You have to want help first. That's the first thing. You can drag a horse of water, but you can't make him drink. So it has to be your choice. And that choice has to fall on you. Because if you're depending on yourself, then that's going to be a problem. When people, in order to get through things, people have to stop depending on themselves and depend on what I call the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're going to have to learn to depend on a higher power. And a lot of those approaches are taken in Alcoholics Anonymous. They have Overeaters Anonymous, Substance Abuse, Narcotics Anonymous is what it's called. So what do we go through the recovery approach? Well, the SAMHSA, which is the Mental Health Association, working recovery is you have to have hope. You have to be person driven. There's many pathways to take. There's holistic. There's medicine. There's Eastern medicine, Western medicine, peer support, relational. Because you know sometimes it could be a person so lonely and they've grew up isolated by themselves that they may need help there. Or say a person is they're in school and they're struggling. Getting with your other peers and seeing you're not the one. It could be cultural. A lot of cultures, especially African American, Hispanic, and Asian cultures, don't want to admit they need help when they do. You need to address traumas, whether it was a trauma when you were a child, whether it was sex abuse, domestic violence, rape. Look at the strengths and responsibilities that you have. Think about the respect for yourself. And most of all, think of hope. Hope in God or hope in a higher power. You're more than enough. You are important. You are valuable. Don't give up on yourself. Think about what you need and how you can do that, okay? So I just really wanted to just touch on that today. And just to remind you guys that, you know what, the first step is just saying, I need help. And if that's just calling on the Lord Jesus saying, God, help me through this, put the right people in my life to help me, that's okay too. But you need to get help for whatever. And you don't, maybe this is not just a show about just, oh, you have cholecystic disorders, but that was what it is. Because sometimes people don't realize that they can have diabetes and depression. You can have anxiety and cancer. Those go together. I'm not for sure why that they don't want to acknowledge those. Those can be, as I said in the beginning, about those can be co-occurring disorders. Somebody just lost their leg in the military. They're depressed. They have PTSD, and they have anxiety. And there's a whole bunch of other things going on with them that they need help. The bottom line is you're more than your mental illness. You're more than your diabetes, your depression, your anxiety, your cancer, God will help you through this. We know the ultimate healing is going to heaven, but still pray for God to help you and to get through this, because you can manage. I can manage mine by acknowledging what I need, how I need it. And today I have to really admit, you know what? It's not going to hurt me to have a little bit of food. I wasn't rationalizing. I really didn't eat all that much today, but also I wasn't feeling well. And sometimes not feeling well and trying to stay on your healthy plan can be a detriment. So I just said, you know what? I'm not feeling well. All these things going on. It's okay to eat a couple of zucchini, fried zucchini, and some chicken. I give chicken and zucchini mostly to my dogs. But I just want to tell you guys that I know that life can be tough for you, but you have to remember God is tougher and he's standing by your side. You never have to worry about that. And just help. If tonight, if you're struggling with depression, there's hotlines you can call. Call 211 in any state of the United States and they can give you a referral. If you're struggling with suicide and you can't hang on, dial 911. Get help. Tell somebody that's there with you. You are more than enough. You're wanted. Just you're loved. I know that sometimes life is hard and we can struggle, but don't give up. And look up this this hashtag, for mind, for body, and it's pound, the number 4, M-I-N-D, the number 4, and B-O-D-Y. Look that up, and you will be grateful because they have a lot of things on their website, and they've been in business for over 70 years to encourage people with their mental health, to encourage them to get help, to live great lives, because you can live a great life and be and do whatever you want, even with a mental illness. It doesn't define you. You are capable. You're more than enough. I just want to remind you, and I know I keep saying that, but I just want to remind you. I'm looking for Bible verse for you. Bible verse 4. What is this Bible verse for? Hope. There we go. But remember, this show is brought to you by Elations Radio with Kimmy Kim. She is our sponsor. She has Elations Radio and magazine. Please continue to pay for her. She's going through her chemotherapy. I mean, she's finished chemotherapy. She's going through radiation. And let's just pray that all of this can be, dealt with the help of the radiation and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. One of my favorite Bible verses, Jeremiah 29:11. I really love that verse. And you guys all probably have a verse. I can account for Romans 8:28, for all good works together of God. If you're struggling with mental health because of family, because other people, don't hesitate to go to counseling. You don't have to go to counseling with your family. You can reach out for pastoral counseling, individual counseling, even family counseling, whatever you feel good with, but get counseling. 1 Peter 5:10, and the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Deuteronomy 3:16, Galatians 6:8, whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the spirit from the spirit will reap eternal life. Don't think of yourself. Think of your life, how you can impact other people, and what you're meant to be. You have a dream that can turn into a great passion. Live for that, okay? And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. Don't ever give up on God, because he never will give up on you. There may be times that we will walk away from him, but he never walks away from us. I need you guys to believe that, and I need you guys to feel that. I know that might sound, like, oh my gosh, it's not going to happen, but it really, truly does. With the power of God, he can do anything. Your hope is in him, and don't lose that hope. I really thank you for listening to Rolling with the Diva. I'm appreciative of you. And I hope that you have a blessed week and that you'll tune in Tuesday as we continue to talk about how we can make ourselves better people and how that we can help others by putting them first. You are more than enough. You're wanted. You're loved. And you are meant to do great things on this earth. Never lose sight of that and always have a hope and a prayer for yourself. I pray that God's blessing will go with you today, and that you will remember how much that he loves you, he wants you, and that you are valuable to him and to the people around you. Follow me on Anchor Radio. That's Rolling with the Diva. And I will see you guys soon.